And welcome back to The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. It's Tax Tip Tuesday. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, Tom.
Jacqueline, I hear that health savings accounts, HSAs, are a way to save on taxes. How do they work?
Well, Tom, a health savings account is kind of like an IRA for medical expenses. In order for a taxpayer to contribute money to a HSA or health savings account, they must have a HSA-compatible health insurance plan. These are higher deductible health insurance plans. If you have the right type of health insurance, then you may be eligible to contribute to an HSA. With the tax laws as they stand right now, most taxpayers are not able to get any deduction for out-of-pocket medical expenses unless they just have a ton of medical expenses for a year. So an HSA is a good option for people who have out-of-pocket medical and maybe don't have an option to be able to deduct those costs. And what happens is the plan is set up, and then the taxpayer can contribute money into the HSA plan. For 2023, for a self-plan, taxpayer can contribute $3,850. For a family plan, it's $7,750. And for taxpayers over age 55, there is a $1,000 catch-up, so you can add a little bit more into those plans. Then what happens is those funds in the HSA account, they grow tax-free. And as long as the money is taken out to pay out-of-pocket medical expenses, then it's not taxable when you take the money out of the plan. So that gives you the ability to get some tax deduction for out-of-pocket medical expenses that you may not be able to get otherwise. So it's definitely something you want to consider. If you have a higher deductible health insurance plan, you may want to find out if it's HSA compatible.